אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
As you heard in the news, there are conflicting reports about the health of US President Donald Trump as he battles COVID-19. A source has told Reuters news agency that Mr. Trump is not yet on a clear path to recovery from the virus. The source says some of his vital signs over the past 24 hours have not been good, and the next 48 hours will be critical in his case. Mr. Trump is currently at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near Washington. And the New York Times newspaper has reported he was moved there from the White House after he experienced difficulty breathing. But his doctors actually say that Mr. Trump is not having difficulty breathing, and his cardiac, liver and kidney functions are all good, and he's in high spirit. So we don't know. But in the meantime, Israelis are waiting with concern as preparations for the US president elections begin. As far as foreign policy is concerned, Israeli policy forums consider Biden to be a longtime supporter of Israel. But if he wins the election, tension may rise between him and the Israeli government over two main issues: the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Iranian nuclear file. There is unpublicized Israeli concern that the Biden's administration would reverse Trump's step of unifying Jerusalem and declaring it Israel's capital. Biden may instead return to the previous declaration, which claimed West Jerusalem as Israel and East Jerusalem as Palestinian. And he would not, however, close the U.S. embassy, which was moved to Jerusalem in 2018. And as to the Iranian nuclear file, Biden will go back to the nuclear agreement as a starting point in case Iran returns to its nuclear program. He will also work with his European allies and other international forces to extend nuclear restrictions in the deal, to which Israel would object. So it's not clear. But also, last week, in the meantime, you all witnessed that President Trump and the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, have traded blows in a fiery first debate. It's been described by some commentators as the worst presidential debate in American history. Both candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, have confronted each other in person for the first debate 5 weeks before the elections. And the highly anticipated event quickly descended into chaos, full of interruptions and name-calling. Moderator Chris Wallace struggled to rein the incumbent President Trump, who constantly interjected while his Democratic rival was speaking. At one point, Mr. Biden told the President of the United States to shut up.
You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court? Make sure you, in fact, let people know.
He doesn't want to answer the question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
the question is, the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This is so right.
Gentlemen, I think
we've ended this.
He's going to pack the court.
Policy debate took a back seat as the candidates traded accusations, each calling the other a liar. They bickered over the Affordable Care Act, the Supreme Court, racism, and COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Trump again defended his handling of the virus outbreak in the U.S., promising a vaccine that is on the way.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. We did. We got the gowns. We got the masks. We made the ventilators. You wouldn't have made ventilators. And now we're weeks away from a vaccine. We're doing therapeutics already. Fewer people are dying when they get sick.
Fewer getting sick. But as we know, President Trump got sick after this debate. Mr. Biden challenged the president's claim.
This is the same man
who told
you by Easter, this would be gone away. By the warm weather, it'd be gone. Miraculous, like a miracle. And by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm, and that would take care of it. This is the same man.
Controversy over the President Trump's tax return also made an appearance after New York Times report that he had paid just $750 in taxes in 2016. Mr. Biden released his 2019 tax return ahead of the debate, while Mr. Trump has long broken the presidential tradition by refusing to make the documents public. Mr. Biden, whose tax return shows that he paid $300,000 in federal income taxes last year, has vowed to overhaul the tax code.
I'm going to eliminate the Trump tax cuts, and I'm going to eliminate those tax cuts and make sure that we invest in the people who, in fact, need the help. People out there need help.
But why didn't you do it over the last 25 years?
Because you weren't president. Because you weren't president screwing things up.
You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had.
As time, the debate became intensely personal, with Mr. Trump claiming his opponent's son, Hunter Biden, was dishonorably discharged from the army due to cocaine use. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden called Mr. Trump the puppy of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Towards the end, Mr. Trump was asked whether he condemned white supremacists and right-wing militia. The president was reluctant to condemn the Proud Boys, a far-right group known for promoting violence, instead attacking the left-wing anti-fascist movement.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
Reaction to the debate seems to be divided across the nation, with political commentators unable to agree on who came out on top. News anchors were stunned by what they've seen, including CNN host Jack Tapper.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump.
Fox News host Sean Hannity criticized Mr. Biden's performance.
Extremely weak, the frail, the confused, kind of angry Joe Biden just got steamrolled by President Trump. Joe flat out refused to answer simple, basic, fundamental questions, unable to respond to the president's beatdowns, and he appeared flustered, irritated, and, cranky.
President's son, Donald Trump Jr., has defended his father's combative demeanor. The younger Mr. Trump says media outlets and debate moderator Chris Wallace are biased against his father.
My father has to play it that way. He's got to combat that because he's not just fighting conservative ideas versus liberal ideas. I mean, he's taking on a multi-billion dollar mainstream media complex. You know, Joe Biden can hide in the basement. He doesn't have to get out and do campaign rallies. The media will do that for him.
The debate is the first of three, but is widely considered the big event, as some Americans have already begun voting. And as I mentioned, Israelis are watching the presidential race with great interest. And as Trump is right now in hospital with coronavirus, it seems unlikely that we'll see another debate soon. But we'll watch and see.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.